The National Transformation Initiative has teamed up with the world's leading provider of online education, Coursera, to provide Bajans free access to a wide range of training and educational material. Courses are available in business, the creative industries, tourism, information technology, personal development, and more. Thousands of Bajans have already jumped on the chance to enhance themselves and upskill with the fully online, fully accredited, and fully free courses. Many of the courses are short, as short as 6 hours. Some are longer, as long as 6 months, but you can study at your own pace in your own time. And get this, no data charges will apply, so you can study anywhere, anytime. Go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. There must be a course or two or three there for you, because you're never too good to get better.
nothing like the blood of Jesus. I using the blood, I using the blood, I using the blood, I putting the blood all over me. I using the blood, I using the blood, I using the blood, I putting the blood all over me. And let me go again. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus, I'm putting it. All over me. The blood is me weapon,
for real, for real.
To chase all the demon.
Run,
the blood
run.
Came and rescue me from all of me enemy. The blood is me weapon, to chase all the demon.
Run,
the blood
run.
Came and rescue me from all of me enemy. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus. I'm putting it all over me. All over me. I'm putting it all over me. From me extreme down to me foot. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it all over me. From me extreme down to me foot. I'm putting it all over me. There is power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of the Lamb.
Let me go so then.
All over me, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus, I'm putting it. All over me. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me. From me, extreme down to me foot, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it. All over me. From me, extreme down to me foot, I'm putting it. All over me.
Put it on your daughter.
Put it on your
son.
Put it
on your family. The blood they gon' set them free.
That's right.
Put it on your daughter.
Put it
on your son.
Put it
on your family. The blood they gon' set them free. I'm putting it
all over me. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it all over me. I'm putting it. Blood of Jesus, I'm putting it all over me. All over me, I'm putting it all over me. From me, extreme down to me foot, I'm putting it. All over me, I'm putting it.
All over me, I'm putting it all over me.
From me, extreme down to me foot, I'm putting it. All over me. There is power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is nothing like the blood of the Lamb.
I'm putting it.
Sprinkle it, sprinkle it, sprinkle it, sprinkle it, sprinkle the blood, sprinkle the blood, sprinkle the blood, sprinkle the blood. On your husband, on your wife, sprinkle it, sprinkle it. On your daughter, on your son, sprinkle it, sprinkle it. On your job, where you're working, sprinkle it, sprinkle it. Around the church, inside the church, sprinkle it, sprinkle it, sprinkle the blood, sprinkle the blood.
musical phrase with Steel, Hosanna, certainly giving you Steel and vibes. And before Praise with Steel, we heard The Warrior with The Blood and Promise with Sing Hallelujah. Why the gospel start? Well, Kevin Sluggy Dan Watson is here, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and he's going to tell us why. Kevin, good evening.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one station. And today, what you are hearing, gospel, what you are hearing, Steel and Vibes, is because we have the Moravian movement today, and more specifically, the Calvary Moravian movement. And little do they might know, he went to Sharon Primary School. And Sharon Primary School, as people may know, is attached to the Sharon Moravian Church movement. So I know about the impact of the Moravian movement within the community, because I have been impacted by it directly. So I'm well aware of the good work they're doing over the years, but I understand is so much more to the Moravian movement. And that is why you heard some gospel today. And we're going to talk about Steel and Vibes. We're going to talk about the Moravian movement in the Caribbean and in Barbados. We're going to talk about Calvary Moravian movement. And we're going to share some important messages as well from the NTI. Don't forget, training.nti.org.bb for over 1,000 free courses. But right about now, we have some awesome ladies that come to tell us about Calvary Moravian movement, about this event coming off October 29th. They saying some big names for, and you know, the church doing some big things. This sounds like an event that you must go to. They're gonna tell you about that. They're gonna speak about the church, speak about their involvement as well. So we're gonna hear so much more today. We're bigging up the church, man. Today we are bigging up the Moravian movement. You know, we always challenge the church and ask what the church doing. Come and let me know what you all are doing. You all know I'm VOB. Always ask that question. But the question was answered that we love about VOB and that we love about these ladies. So Mr. Clark, you introduce us to who we have representing this movement today. Remember, we are the nation's number one.
Thank you, Sluggy. And let's begin the presentation of our distinguished guests this evening. Leanne Clark was raised in Calvary Moravian Church, where her interest in music was fostered. She went on to serve in many ministries within the church, including music, media, and youth. Currently, she serves on one arm of the church's executive and leads the Calvary Steel Orchestra, Young People's Society Band. Leanne believes it is important to encourage, develop, and empower youth. Margaret Howard is an active member of the Calvary Moravian Church. She currently serves as chairperson of its board of stewards, as well as chair of the fundraising subcommittee, and is a member of the staff and finance subcommittees. Margaret served as the church's treasurer for over 15 years, retiring from this position in 2016. Her church involvement extends beyond Calvary. She currently sits as a delegate to the Moravian Church Barbados Island Conference. Professionally, she is a qualified accountant and has worked in the local banking, finance, and international business sectors. For her, quote, "It's a joy to serve and to give good service," end quote. Sharon Rosemary Lynch is a lifelong member of the Calvary Moravian Church, where she has served in various capacities over the years. She is currently a member of the church choir and serves as the choral director, conductor of the choir for concerts and special events. She has been the organizer, producer of the annual choir recital for the past 14 years. A trained classical singer, she has sung with several choirs and is currently a member of the Sicilian Chorale. She is passionate about youth development and has served as Sunday school superintendent at Calvary for 27 years. She continues to serve as a Sunday school teacher. She also served on the church's board of stewards for 18 years and has been a part of the planning team for several major fundraising events put on by the church. In her professional life, she spent 39 years at the Barbados Government Information Service, retiring as Chief Information Officer a few months ago. She has several years' experience as a trainer in the area of presentation skills and also wide experience as an official Master of Ceremonies and Orator. Kevin Sluggy Dan Watson, your distinguished guests, over to you.
Well, yes, please wait a minute. And before you get to them, because Ronnie read out some information that's secrets about people, so I can get to that shortly. But before that, 434-1790. If you were ever a part of the Calvary Moravian Church movement, if you were ever a part of the Moravian movement in Barbados, or if you simply want to shout out someone you know from the Moravian movement who helped inspire you, who you like to hear preach, or the musicians you like from the churches, 434-1790. Today we are saluting the church. Today we are saluting the Moravian movement, and we are giving respect where respect is due, because God is the boss all the time. As Ronnie will tell you, God is number one at all times and every time. And today we are doing that. We are not ashamed to do that. 434-1790. I heard Leanne, who I heard is the musician in charge of the orchestra. Sharon is the accountant. But then they hear that someone named
Margaret is the accountant.
Who's the classical singer?
Ah, you never knew that in all the years you were interfacing with her at GIS, right?
Listen to me. Listen to me. Who's the classical singer, Ronnie?
Sharon,
were you quiet and hiding? Were you quiet and hiding? You're on VOB 92.9.
I am FM. Not hiding, Sluggy. Oh, I'm not good. Hiding. I'm right here.
And first and first, good evening to you. Excuse the manners. You know it's all love with Sluggy. You know what I mean?
Good evening, Sluggy.
But good evening, and thank you so much for taking all your busy time and coming and spending this evening with Ronnie and I. Thank you
to you for having us.
Well, that's it's my pleasure all the time. My pleasure. You know, like me, I truly believe that a person like yourself and what the church is doing is be unsung heroes. You know, might not be up front on a stage walking up, might not be taking all the glory and all the festivities, but behind the scenes helping thousands upon thousands of children and thousands upon thousands of young people, and helping to inspire young people and keep them on the right track. And if you and I be honest, Sharon, the country can't function if organizations like yours, if churches like yours, if groups like yours don't do that, a country cannot function, because it'd be absolute chaos, because the government can't do all. So we understand the importance of a movement like yours. But what you don't want me to know you sing?
Lots of people know that I sing. I don't know why you didn't know.
Well, before you show down, I didn't know though. That's, you know, that's teasing you. Before you show down, we can get a few lines before you show down.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning I'm right up there in the choir. Maybe you need to turn up or tune into our live stream.
Let me plug that first, man. Let me plug that first. You know, Shane. Tomorrow morning, let us know what's going on tomorrow morning and what time and where can we watch it if you can't come.
It's a regular thing. Yes. One of the things that our church does, and it really has made a lot more people aware of us, is that our service is live streamed every Sunday. It's on Facebook and on YouTube as well. You just look for Calvary Moravian Church. And so we have persons tuning in from not only Barbados, but other parts of the world. And then they send and let us know how they appreciated the service. And that's one of the things that's one of the outreach efforts of the many outreach efforts. Hopefully we'll have a chance to tell you some of the things. But and the young lady, Leanne, who I don't think Leanne is on as yet, but Leanne is very much a part of the team that does the live stream, among the many things that she does. Yes. Yeah, so 9:30 a.m. every Sunday morning. Anybody who needs, you can't get to church, but need a good service, a good inspiring service, Calvary Moravian, Facebook and YouTube.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And Barbados, Uncle Sluggy endorsed that 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. If we can't get to church, you can simply go on YouTube, type in Calvary Moravian Church, and blam, you're going to see the service live. If you're on Facebook, just type in Calvary Moravian Church, and boom, you can see the church service live 9:30 a.m. So in that way, you are reaching everyone and everyone. If you're on the beach, if you're at home cooking and you can't get there, if you go to take care of the children, if you go to go work, if you go to go work, you know, you can left your phone on church service and get the inspiration while you're working. I don't think the boss will fire you for that. So I love the outreach. And that stemmed from during the pandemic, and you all decided to keep it going on?
No, actually, we had it going before. We have, I really must say, a dynamic pastor, the Reverend Adrian Smith, but I think even maybe just before he came, but definitely with Reverend Dr. Adrian Smith, I should say. We started that outreach, and we have a good media team. And so when COVID started, we already had the live stream going. So we were fortunate that we hardly missed a beat there, because then we were able to have our services. And even, you know, there were so many recordings of the choir already, the recordings of the junior choir, we were able to then just have our service when other persons were not allowed to come to church.
Well, nice, man. That's awesome. I mean, all were forward thinking, man. Like, all you knew something was coming, or you just, or that was just you all being forward thinking and futuristic.
We're guided.
Yeah, I love that. We guided. That's sweet. It's a big Calvary Moravian Church. No, and you mentioned outreach programs and so on. May I ask, if you all have the numbers to hand, how long have Calvary Moravian Church and Moravian Movement been in Barbados?
Okay, Calvary itself was established in 1834. So we've been serving the community. Yes, it's 188 years now.
Yeah.
Right. We have a theme. It's called a church in the city, of the city for the city.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 11 Moravian churches, and I just want to mention that actually we were the third to be established, because there's Sharon in St. Thomas, that was in 1799. Mount Tabor was the second. Mount Tabor in St. John. Well, you mentioned Sharon, you have a connection to Sharon. And then yeah. Mount Tabor was established in 1825. And then they wanted to have a church. They were invited to establish a movement, as you call it, in yeah. the city. And in 1834, Calvary was established. I think the building was actually built on that site in 1835, which was just before the slaves were freed. And our church has, well, just a little history before you have to let Margaret talk about some of what we are doing right now. But the Moravians.
Yes.
This is well known. We were the first to educate the slaves, because we had churches before, but the slaves were not being educated. So
that's
why we're known for education, because
yeah.
schools were established, and we were responsible for these schools called, and this is Calvary, called ragged schools, where the children actually came, and, you know, they were dressed in rags, but they were taught by Moravian missionaries and, I suppose, volunteers who worked with them. And this is something that is pretty well known. And of course, two very well-known schools, which Calvary was responsible for, which was right on the compound. You remember the old Robert Boys School, where a lot of distinguished persons were educated?
Yes. And
Sainsbury Girls School, those were actually schools that were those run by the church. Those were Calvary schools, but each church obviously had schools attached as well. So that is our history from long time. So we at Calvary, we are 188 years old, and education is still a big part of what we do. Not in that way, because the government now runs all of those schools that churches ran, but we do have quite a bit going on in terms of education, apart from trying to focus very much on Sunday school and being very keen to have our young people in Sunday school and in our junior choir, which is also doing well. But you can, I can turn over to Margaret because she can tell you some of the other stuff that we're doing with regard to education and then as well with regard to outreach.
Good evening, all those in radio line. Good evening, Sluggy.
Yes, and good evening, Margaret.
Yes. Thanks very, very much for this opportunity to chat with you and to just share some information on Calvary and Moravians.
My pleasure.
Oh, I thank you so. One thing, a little bit of history. You know, Calvary Moravian is on Roebuck Street, right in the city.
Yes.
And as Rosemary said, we'd established these the ragged schools, you know, to teach slaves, you know, all the reading, writing, and arithmetic, etc., as well as to impart biblical knowledge. But one of the things that a lot of people may not know is that where Calvary is now, I mean, it had started as a smaller chapel, and then we built the bigger church that we're in now. But Calvary is actually built on an old cock pit. So a cock fighting pit. So we know that there was a lot of cock fighting happening on those same grounds where Calvary is currently located. A lot of people may not know that, but that is just a piece of interesting history about Calvary. And indeed, Calvary was located in the city because we knew, or those at the time knew, that there were a lot of social ills, social needs that needed to be addressed. And the church in that position became that at the forefront there in the city to assist persons from in and around the community. In terms of what we do now, still serving the community, back in 1996, the Reverend Nielsen Wave, he had this concern about shut-ins who may not be getting meals as they should and being looked after as they should, as well as there would have been persons in and around the community who had needs. So what he established, and that is, if I do my math correctly, that's 26 years ago, he started this family feeding program to feed not only our shut-ins, but persons who were in need from in and around the community. And to this day, Calvary still continues that ministry. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we are feeding hot meals along with a soft beverage to persons. With number, we can go between 65 and as high as 100. During COVID, it had even gone past that kind of number. But we serve a hot meal every Tuesday and Thursday to members of the community, from in and around the community, persons who can't help themselves. But it's not only that we are doing the hot meals, but in addition to that, we are providing toiletries to persons as they need it, and clothing as well. Persons calling us for clothing, and once clothing is available, we are also able to provide clothing to those persons who are in need. Continuing on the outreach, you know, we have been able to build partnerships and networks through the years. And currently, you may know of this group. It is called Street Lamp Ministries International. And we do partner with that group now. And like every Thursday night, if you go down into Hero Square, you would see people from the Street Lamp Ministries feeding persons. What is happening is that we are facilitating at Calvary the packaging of meals. In fact, as part of our missionary, October is our month of missionary. And I actually, on Thursday, did actually go down and help put out meals over, I think it was 150 or more, and did go down into Hero Square as well to also feed person. And this is a full hot meal that is being served on Thursday night with Street Lamb Ministries. They drive that. We kind of facilitate in terms of the packaging and joining up with them during our missionary period, because we believe that is important to serve.
Listen, this is some really great work the church doing. Can persons donate towards these programs y'all are doing? Like, if persons have food supplies or whatever, can persons donate towards these things that you are doing to assist? Oh,
definitely. We would welcome any donations, whether it's actual food items, toiletries, etc., or donations in cash, if persons prefer that, to assist with the ministry. We do get support now. We have overseas members, overseas friends who help. But we, as you know, persons are always in need. And we are there to try to facilitate that need. And we do welcome persons who are prepared to give and can give. Even in terms of assistance, in terms of the cooking on Tuesdays and Thursdays and helping that part of it as well. We welcome donations and assistance and support, any support we can get for our feeding program. Yes.
Well, that's awesome, man. So Barbados support, and I'm sure many persons will be hearing about a lot of these programs that you all are doing for the first time. But you're saying that this is something that happens weekly. Is a commitment that you all made that you have been following through now with for a number of years.
Oh yes, over 26 years.
Oh, that is so awesome, Barbara. Support these programs, support the good work the church is doing every single week within our communities. 4341790. Support the great work the church doing. Now these outreach programs that you have been a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you tell us about some of the other may not be outreach programs, some of the other programs that the church doing that you are a part of, and what was your reason for you implementing these programs?
Well, Sluggy, you know, there are always needs, and we are trying as
that
best
is true.
To facilitate those needs. We also, Sister Rosemary had mentioned education.
Yeah.
History right till now. We have, as part of our, I will call it maybe in reach. We have what we established over about 14 years ago, the Calvary Moravian Education Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
What the foundation does is provide grants every year to our students at Calvary, those in the those who are helping and being active in other areas. You heard you mentioned Japan, and very soon we will talk about Steel and Vibes.
Yes.
But we have that foundation, and every year children who do the 11 plus get a grant from that foundation. Children who have going on to the tertiary level, they get a grant. They share with us their grades every year. They're in that tertiary education. We review it, and they get a grant to help them with their continuing education. So that's what we are doing through that foundation. In terms of the actual outreach now, we have what we call a back to school ministry, and we partner with the prison, and we provide a quantity of backpacks every year just before the start of school to children of persons or people who are actually incarcerated. So the children of prisoners, we are providing some quantity of backpacks because it is a challenge for them. Parents who are in there not working, and so we try to assist in that way. And it's not just an empty backpack. It's a backpack filled with school supplies, exercise books, pencils, whatever, you know, that we expect that children will need during the school time. So we are assisting that way in terms of the outreach through that backpack or back to school ministry. We also have what we call the Calvary Institute, and we offer not only academic courses to persons and at reasonable prices as well, but we are also, we are looking not, like I said, not only at the academic side, but we are looking at practical courses as well. So we offer courses in floral arranging, photography, videography. We even do crocheting, teach crocheting as well. So that is a pretty vibrant ministry as well. Outreach at a reasonable cost to persons who need that extra boost with their educational pursuits. And it's not confined to, you know, to young, it's all ages. So we offer also that as well in terms of the education support.
Yes. Yeah? Yes, that's so lovely. So many programs you have going on at the Moravian Church, at Calvary Moravian Church. It just points out to me how much society really needs it, especially the youth, and they see that your focus is on the youth, especially, which is a good thing. And kudos to you all, you know, helping to provide meals for persons, helping to educate persons as well, but still helping to keep persons grounded in Christ, you know. And with that platform or foundation, I don't think it can go wrong. There's a conversation that certainly needs to be have much more in Barbados, especially on platforms like ours. So it's great that we again to have the conversation. I see that we have the musician in the chat. See, Leanne is here.
Yes.
Miss Steele and Miss Steele and Vice.
Wait a minute. Good evening, Barbados. Good evening. Just Leanne is fine. Yes, I am here.
Listen, Leanne. Listen, right? This event, I see some big names on this event, right? And we can talk about that soon. And Ronnie, I see we got Allison Norville. I see Mr. Dale. And I see Philip Seven, Ronnie. I want a song from one of them or each of them. Cue up. I see we got Allison Norville, Mr. Dale, Philip Seven, a whole host of the artists. But Leanne, first I want to talk about your involvement in the church and the music program that you have running. What are the things that you are doing with the young musicians? What the church is providing and the steps that they have to go through in your program? And thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with me.
No problem at all, Sluggy. So first of all, I can't take credit for the programs that the church is running. Yes. I am merely a small part of the program. I am a beneficiary of any and all of the programs that the church has run and has been running. Having come through Moravian Music Academy, which is a program that was run all the way across the island, across our churches. So I am a product of that. And then simply by the way I ended up being in charge of the Calvary Steel Orchestra, the group that I have now is not the group that I would have started with. But back in 2007, there was a need for, I would venture to say, an arranger. And I, very young at the time, still young now, I guess,
2007, that's what, 15, that was 15 years ago.
Don't age me, Sluggy. Don't age me, please.
But you look, you're about 20, so you start at 5.
I like that. I want to look like 20 for the rest of my life, but yeah. Certainly, in 2007, though, I was not 5, but I was just about 16, and a group of us, we were all around the same age range, but I happened to be through the same Moravian Music Academy, a little bit more trained than the others. They were my peers, so they put up with me, and we were able to get some stuff done in terms of having a steel orchestra in the church. which nice. Was a product of the an outreach program the Ministry of Education actually was doing in the community. So we benefited from that. Subsequently, I was able to play in some bands, both locally and abroad, having participated in Antigua Panorama for more than 1 year. A number of things came out of that, but what is now happening is that I am in charge of the Calvary Steel Orchestra, which is the young people's society, or what other persons would term the youth group of the church, having a what is essentially a music arm, where I have majority young males from about 15 to maybe 20 years old. I have two, altogether it's about 8 of them, but I only have 2 girls. So I have 6 guys, 6 young men that I am working with assiduously to just try to, 1, keep them in church, 2, give them an opportunity to just play some good music and have some fun doing it. So that is it. Essentially, there are currently about 4 branches of the same steel orchestra, because at this time we have only a limited number of pans, and so obviously there will be some restriction on the number of persons that can play at one time. So we have 3-4 groups all together running, and those groups also include adults and then young children, and then there's a youth arm with some teenagers as well, which will be separate and apart from the youth group steel band. But that's just my small role in the grand.
You said there's a limited number of pans.
That's correct. So as I mentioned before, we were the beneficiary of I don't remember the name of the program, but it was in 2005 or 2006, where the Ministry of Education.
Perhaps.
But the church would have benefited from a set of pans, 3 single tenors, 3 single tenors, double seconds, triple guitars, and a set of bass. And a
if we get pans, you got youngsters to play the pans now. So if someone says was ready, like you got 10 pans.
We ready, right. All know Sluggy come
so forward. Barbara, just wanna hear that. 4341790. We want some steel pans. We have young people interested that sure. Ready to play a pan. Leanne says sure. She ready. If she get pans tomorrow, she ready Monday.
Be ready. Yeah, if we get pans tomorrow, we ready tomorrow. Sluggy with me.
That's what we're talking about. We want some pans, Calvary Moravian Church. But for here sure. You mentioned about keeping the youngsters in church too. So you seeing this music program as serving a bigger purpose?
Absolutely. There's always a challenge. I would like to think that I am young still, but there's always a challenge with keeping young people engaged with church. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the case that the youth may come to hear sermons, for example, or to sing hymns. But if we're just able to get them through the doors for something that they're interested in, then let's do that, and then let's try to keep them by creating safe spaces, for example, allowing them to be able to voice their concerns. And a lot of things has come out of sitting in a space with young people, but if we're able to create something or have something running that they're interested in, then they're able then to come into that space, and we are able then to work with them and try to mold and try to guide and that type of stuff. So definitely a bigger goal than just playing music or having them pass through, but certainly to allow especially our young men to be able to have safe spaces for them to come, feel safe, ventilate issues, talk about whatever, and play some good music, laugh, and roll out.
So listen, and I appreciate that so much, because my reason for having the platform, and I thank God every day that the platforms grew. So Bim Got Talent grew for what it is, online, bet self. And then, you know, Biz Rhythm and Rhyme on VOB and what it's doing on its own. But the reason why it's important for me to have conversation with persons like yourself, Leanne, because we need Barbados to know the benefits of opening doors for young persons and creating safe spaces, right? Absolutely. Like you said, a young person might not come for a sermon initially, but if you can at least keep them through the door, keep them engaged, keep them engaged and dedicated to something that they like. And then for a person like myself, you know, provide platforms where we can all collaborate, we can all join together and help spread the word further so persons can know how young people are benefiting, how they can donate towards causes like these to keep programs like these alive and thriving. So what is important for the community as well, not just the government, not just the church members, but the community as well, to get involved in programs like this. What is it important to you that persons support initiatives like this and communities to get involved?
It's important to me because, like, you personally have benefited, and me benefiting is not specific to any one thing, but as I have said in more than one forum, I would not be who I am if there weren't programs in place like this. And so, as I mentioned earlier, for example, I fell into arranging music for Steel Pan. I am technically classically trained to play piano, technically, but I don't enjoy piano. But then here it was that I had this opportunity to use the skills that I learned or the information that I learned in being trained to play classical piano and music theory to apply it to something that seemed more fun, that was more engaging to me. And so in a similar way, programs like this for youth and even adults, because there are a lot of adults out there, for example, who have a lot of untapped talent and coming out of the I almost say panoramic, coming out of the pandemic, persons really began to see what it is that they really enjoyed. And if we have like more programs where persons are able to explore that, then we are not only one-dimensional persons, no, we are no well-rounded individuals. We're able to better get back. We're able to share with persons, we become familiar with people who we may not necessarily have been otherwise exposed to if we didn't have these skills. So it's greater than just come and play music in this instance, or come and crochet, or come and learn to swim, but it's just about being able to be exposed to other things and learning beyond whatever that skill set is, but also learning about yourself as a person and then how you can do better to contribute to your own society.
Well, listen, man, listen. Sharon.
Yes, please.
Hearing a young person, like Leanne calls you young to me, because if people think I'm young and I'm 40 and she's far younger than me.
Yeah, she
gotta be young. You understand? But hearing a young person like that, who admitted to coming through the program and crediting, coming through the church and benefiting from the various programs the church have, to now be in a position like this where she can speak on the benefits of it and the benefits that the discipline bring, you know, and the success that the discipline bring from the program the church doing. Hearing that, I want you to explain to Barbados why it's important to have things like these and why it's necessary for young people to be doing things like this. And then we can talk about this concert, because these messages, Sharon, must be shared. And then we can talk to Margaret about the same thing and the concert. Thank you.
Yes, I think that, and maybe because we ourselves, we work quietly and we are not out there trumpeting. But Leanne is one of quite a few young persons who have passed through Calgary.
Yes, yes.
And actually, it is because of persons like Leanne that I continue, that I've worked so long as a superintendent, and I still continue to teach Sunday school, because what persons don't maybe not realize, when children come, and we work with the children, it's not just, obviously, we want them to believe in God, and we teach them about that, but they learn other things, and even just participating, because we are very strong in the cultural area, but we do dramas, plays, and so on a lot in our church. And just from being able to participate in things, being able to go on stage and conduct service when it's youth service, it gives the young people a lot of a lot more confidence, and they're able to develop themselves, and this doing that helps them to develop then in the rest of their life. It has quite an influence on the rest of their life, not just the fact that they're coming to church. And Leanne and some others are a prime example of that. Of course, Leanne has always been a modest person. And I have to tell you that Leanne, not only is she on the steel pan, but she is a very good percussionist overall. She does the bongo drums as well, and the regular and the other drums. She's definitely a talent.
And Barbados, she's also classically trained in piano as well. No, she
trained. Yeah, whisper that. She specializes in that percussion. I can tell you because, you know, I mentioned I sing with the other choir, the Sicilians. And yes. I introduced her to them. And she was still a schoolgirl. And from all the years when we started in 2007 with that particular group, Leanne has been every year is our percussionist with our bongo drums when we do our Caribbean pieces.
And that's beautiful, so, man. Yeah, support.
Because what I do, if I have an opportunity to somebody in the church to give them an opportunity to do something else, I recommend them as well. But on the whole, yes, it is important. Once those children come, once those young people come, it helps them with all the rest of their development. And those who have come will tell you that. But it's just to get people to understand, yes, bring the children, because we will work with them. And as I said, they're there to learn, they're there to become good God-fearing citizens. But it helps with their general development as well.
Yes, and they endorse that, and bring the young people, and you can come yourself. You know, is many things to do. You know, the church is not just church, there's many other programs that you can get involved in or help or assist or contribute. And don't forget, Leanne says she gets steel pan tomorrow, she ready tomorrow. So we can all do a part in the community, and kudos to Calvary Moravian Church for all the wonderful work they're doing in Barbados, man. Margaret, about this event, and when is this event, and they want to know who the artist on this event, Margaret. Yes. Why should Barbados support an event like this? Why are you doing this event?
Okay, Sluggy, thanks. This event called An Evening of Peel and Vibes. It's actually our missionary festival. It is actually the culminating event for our missionary festival. And we just thought October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have members in our in Calvary and indeed our pastorate who have experienced, who have breast cancer, who've gone through that kind of period. And we just thought it would be a good idea to have a program such as this that honors our breast cancer fighters, their persons who are still fighting, and our survivors. And we just thought it'd be a good idea to just have a program like this, the last Saturday in the month. What it does is just an evening of total enjoyment and relaxation. And I have to say that we have, well, you called some of the artists before, but we've got several artists, and I got to say, these are artists who have come on board. You know, we just put the word up, we call, and it was like, yes, they didn't have to think twice about it. So yes, we have Mr. Blood. We've got Alison Norville, you mentioned her. We've got Paula Hines. These are names that are well known. We've got Philip Seven. We've got Aisha Mandisa. Now this is the younger set, Aisha Mandisa. We've got Renan, who will be on supporting that event. We have Mr. Dale, and we have Maya Daniel, beautiful voice, Maya Daniel, good ministry. We also have in-house, we have Sonjina Curtin, who sings as well. And we also have a trained singer also in Shelley Paris. And really, also the police band, there's a clarinet group who supported us, and they will be there as well. A police band quintet will be there. And Leanne hasn't told you, but she'd be one of the headliners in this concert with the Calvary Steel. We have Calvary Steel Orchestra. She mentioned there was more than one. Leanne will be there. She'll be there as part of that orchestra and solo as well. She didn't say it. And we've got this really super band called the Chillax Band. They'll be playing for us. You know, have quite a wide repertoire of music. So it's just going to be a fantastic evening. Like I said, it's really to honor those breast cancer fighters and survivors. And we have tickets available, of course, through the Calvary Moravian Church. And the proceeds, with our mission proceeds, period, our mission proceeds help to support various charities. We spoke about some of the work that we are doing that helps to support, as well as other local charities we support. So that proceeds will be going towards our church missions and cancer support as well. So we're really, really looking forward to a fantastic evening that you can come out and relax. And we really have to say thanks to all of those artists, like I say, who have just, you know, said yes to coming out and supporting us for that event, because they see that it's such a worthy cause. And like I said, it's Saturday, the 29th of October, 6 p.m. in Calvary's grounds in our car park area, which is quite big, but you will have seating. You'll be sitting and there will be a tent, so no fares at all. And of course, we will have security in place for that evening. And we really have to thank as well, if I can say, G4S Security, who has come on board and supported us very well for that event. That's one of the top class security companies here in Barbados. And we invite other corporate who are hearing us now, there's room for your support. So you're open to that. But we just want to encourage people to come out and support that event and support us. The cause is very worthy. So thanks very much. Steel and Vibes.
Yes. Nobby?
Yes, sir.
Manners, Steel and Vibes, October 29th, and they have some big names there of some artists you would have shared stages with, so you would know the quality. Certainly, you know the quality of the Police Band, the quality of someone like Mr. Blood and Mr. Dale and Alison Norville and Paula Hines. It sounds like a really, really great lineup.
Brilliant.
Certainly worthy.
Sluggy, just one I didn't mention that I want. I'm talking about youngsters.
No problem.
Youngsters. We've got Kofi and Kimani Jilks, excellent saxophonists. They're from our Moravian group as well. They are at Dunscombe Moravian Church, but excellent, excellent saxophonists and very young guys, two brothers, very young brothers.
Well, yes, awesome, awesome. And thanks for all the messages, everyone that tune in. Big up Ayla Fitness Gym locked on and listening. Salutes to everyone at Ayla Fitness Gym locked on, listening. Everyone from the Moravian Church and Moravian Movement locked on and listening and absolutely loving it. We had Sharon and Leanne and Margaret on with us from the Calvary Moravian Movement, and the concert is on the 29th, so I'm going to invite one of them to come back, you know, just update us and give us some more information. And as we go on, you know, you all have my full support always. Again, keep sharing the info. I'm going to keep telling Barbados about what you got going on. So you got a friend in Sluggy for sure, and I appreciate you three ladies for coming and having a conversation with me this evening, giving us some history and info on the Moravian Movement, and telling us about the great work that you are doing and how we can support. So give each of you quickly to just say your goodbyes to Barbados. But on behalf of Sluggy and Ronnie, we thank you all very much. So Sharon, then Margaret, then Leanne, just quickly say your goodbyes and thank you.
Thank you very much, Sluggy and Ronnie. Thank you very much for having us. We really do appreciate the opportunity. See you there at Steel and Vibes, October 29th, 6 p.m.
Sounds fantastic. And what we'll do is we'll hit the People's Monarch 2022, Mr. Dale Prison Break, and Sluggy will bring the talking points after this.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two-time People's Monarch, and of course, 2022 winner, Mr. Dale. And of course, a great track called The Prison Break. And check him out still with Vibes. Get your tickets now. This week's feature courses on nti.org.bb, focusing on leadership. One, agile leadership. Introduction to change. Constant fast change has become a reality of our time. Agile leadership, a popular method for addressing this reality. You'll learn to prioritize openness, inclusivity, and adaptability. You'll also gain skills to evaluate and create a baseline for yourself as a leader while helping your team handle change effectively. Beginner level offered by the University of Colorado, approximately 9 hours to complete. Here's a top review. Absolutely brilliant introduction. I loved the way the course was broken down into small, bite-sized pieces that were clear and easy to follow. Course number two, leadership, motivation, and organizational control. If you want to become or are currently working as a supervisor or team leader, this course is designed for you. Gain access to the essential skills and knowledge needed to lead and motivate employees and implement and monitor effective organizational controls. Beginner level, offered by the Institute of Certified Professional Managers, approximately 9 hours to complete. It's a very motivational leadership course, says the review. I learned how to practice self-awareness and how to build relationships and trust among my team and others. I really enjoyed the course. And course number three, social media management. Ooh. This course equips you with essential content creation and management skills. You'll learn how to create effective social media posts and how to create a strong brand to help you build a social media presence. You'll also learn how to establish an ongoing process to manage your content. This includes setting up a content calendar, managing and moderating your posts, analyzing data for insight and iteration, and how to increase post effectiveness. It's at beginner level, offered by Meta, approximately 12 hours to complete. The top review says, I am really happy. I chose social media management as my course. They have a very unique way of teaching, and now I'm aware of so many different ways and tricks to grow a business page. These are a snapshot of the courses we offer every Barbadian for free on nti.org.bb. There's something on our platform for everyone. Sluggy, the final word is yours.
Yes, please. Beaton, Rhythm and Rhyme. Today our esteemed guest was from the Calvary Moravian Church, and their action Steel and Vibes goes down on October 29th at the Calvary Moravian Church. You can plug into them tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m. on YouTube, just type in Calvary Moravian Church, or on Facebook, just type in Calvary Moravian Church, and their service is going to be on, and I'm sure they're going to be keep plugging their event for October 29th. Once again, thanks to Sharon, thanks to Leanne, thanks to Margaret. You have a home here. Send all the information. I will always share. You got a friend and an ally in Sluggy, because we all for the same cause, and that's for the youth. So on behalf of VOB, Starcom Network, Ronnie and myself, thank you so much. And it was a pleasure being here. Ronnie, I'm out.